This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Iran says it could consider enriching uranium to 20% as the next step in its move to back away from the 2015 agreement, unless it gets the help it wants from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. Uranium enriched to 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but is still far below the 90% needed for building a nuclear weapon. The International Criminal Court has convicted a Congolese warlord nicknamed the Terminator on 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
Now, Mr. Taganda, please rise. Mr. Taganda, for the reasons...
Former Congolese warlord Bosco Ntaganda listened intently but showed no emotion as presiding judge Robert Fremer read out the judgment. The ruling finds 45-year-old Ntaganda guilty of directly and indirectly committing heinous acts in the Democratic Republic of Congo's northeastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003 when he headed the UPC militia movement. Among the acts, murder, rape, sexual slavery, and conscripting child soldiers. Ntaganda claimed his innocence throughout the trial. He has 30 days to appeal, with sentencing scheduled for a separate hearing. He faces up to life in prison. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire with links to top politicians and celebrities,